The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
A quick program note. This is Tuesday. Thursday of this week is going to be a very, very special program. I have the privilege of broadcasting live from the Ohio Star Theater. My mind went blank. The Ohio Star Theater up in Sugar Creek, which is operated by the fine folks at Dutchman Hospitality. That's Der Dutchman, the Carlisle Inn, Carlisle Gifts. The Ohio Star Theater, they are premiering a brand new musical drama called A Simple Sanctuary. Many of you are familiar with Martha Bolton. She's been on my program several times. Martha has written the stage play for the musical. And Thursday is a very special night. It's their big VIP gala. And they have invited us up, and I will be broadcasting live, Lord willing, this coming Thursday. We'll do the entire program there. And then Joy and I will have the privilege of seeing A Simple Sanctuary. I think we've seen all the other plays and dramas, and we have enjoyed them tremendously. If you haven't been to the Ohio Star Theater up in Sugar Creek, please don't wait. Get your tickets. Check them out on the web, the Ohio Star Theater. They have concerts almost every night. Some of the biggest groups in gospel music are there for concerts. Then they've got the plays, the dramas, the musicals, and they're extremely inexpensive. If you look at the prices for, you know, a musical at the Ohio Theater or the Palace or whatever, prices are just unbelievable. Well, the prices are very, very reasonable, and they are professional productions. They're not local volunteers from Sugar Creek. These are professional actors and actresses that come in, and they just do an exceptional job. So if you haven't been, you got to go. And I should have had it in front of me. I honestly don't know how long A Simple Sanctuary will be playing. But get in and see it before it is over. That's the Dutchman Hospitality Group, Ohio Star Theater up in Sugar Creek. I don't know how I think about this story at all, and it's about Jerusalem. I was talking to someone at the Pastor's Masters this morning about Israel. It's been my privilege to be there three times, and they've just life-changing times. And it's like getting in a time machine and going thousands of years into the past. There is much of old Jerusalem that has changed very little in all of these centuries. I mean, many of the stones, the walls have been there for 2,000-3,000 years. There are walkways that are 2,000-5,000 years. And then you go to Tel Aviv, and Tel Aviv is an ultra-modern, beautiful city. It's extremely ultra-modern, but not Jerusalem. But a problem is because of the number of tourists, the number of people living there, traffic is a nightmare. One job, and I consider myself a fairly good driver. I have driven buses. I've driven buses all over the country. I've driven motorhomes. But I tell you, folks, I would not want to be a tour bus operator in Israel. It is absolutely amazing to watch these tour bus drivers get down these narrow streets, back up, park, get around each other, get around. It's absolutely amazing. So traffic is a terrible problem in Jerusalem. So the leaders of Jerusalem have come up with a plan. Cable cars. No, I'm serious. Cable cars. Listen to this. At a glance, Jerusalem's old city and its... This is, by the way, from the New York Times. At a glance, Jerusalem's old city and its surroundings still look pretty much as they have looked for centuries. The old city's yellow walls still read in silhouette against an ancient landscape of parched hills and valleys. The skyline is still dominated by the city's great Muslim and Christian shrines, the gold glistening Dome of the Rock, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where Jesus was said to have been buried. But this is about to change. Israeli authorities have approved a plan to build a cable car to the Western Wall. Really? It's the first phase of what proponents envision as a fleet of cable cars crisscrossing the locus of sacred sites known as the Holy Basin. Trumpeted by right-wing Israeli leaders as a green solution to the challenges of increased tourism and traffic in and around the old city, the plan has provoked howls of protest from horrified Israeli preservationists, environmentalists, planners, architects, and others who picture an ancient global heritage site turned into a Jewish-themed Epcot, with thousands of passengers an hour crammed into huge gondolas lofting across the Jerusalem sky. And Israeli-born architect Moshe Safdie says it's a total outrage against a fragile city, an aesthetic and architectural affront. But it looks like they're going to build it. And they're going to start very soon, and they hope to have the first phase done in 2021. Cable cars. And the cars are going to be massive. I don't know whether you've seen pictures of, if you've ever seen pictures of Masada in Israel, down by the Dead Sea, you go to the top of the mountain in a cable car. And the cars hold, my goodness, they jam them like sardines. I would say 50 people in each car, probably packed. Yeah, probably 50. It looks like these cars are going to be that big or bigger, and they're just going to go right across the skyline of the old city of Jerusalem. They are planning three separate routes originally. The cable car route starts in western Jerusalem, stops at Mount Zion, terminates atop a planned City of David center in the Palestinian neighborhood of Silwan. Obviously, the Palestinians are not happy about this. Many Jews are not happy, but the city fathers of Jerusalem believe it will solve part of the traffic problem and will be a big boon to tourism. I don't know. Cable cars going over the city of Jerusalem. There is a great deal of opposition, but according to the New York Times story, it looks like it's a done deal. Fascinating. Maybe some of you who go to Israel in the next year or two will be able to ride a cable car right to the Western Wall. All right, we're going to take our final break, and then we're going to return. Oh, my goodness, I got so many things I wanted to get in. I got a really neat, encouraging football story I might share with you. I should have done this with the other California stories. I probably won't do that. But we might even talk Brett Kavanaugh for just a couple of minutes when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I am just so grateful for the opportunity to sit on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on the other side of the microphone. Let me just cut through the clutter here on this Kavanaugh thing. There was many other things that I was going to try to get to, but this is just really important. We're watching a complete smear campaign of a Supreme Court justice. Brett Kavanaugh, from the very beginning, has been the subject of a vicious, vile smear campaign. And let me tell you why. Let me give it to you in one word. Abortion. Abortion. When Neil Gorsuch was confirmed, there was concern because he had, conservative credentials and so forth. But the makeup of the Supreme Court, one conservative justice would not have assured that Roe v. Wade would have been overturned. And so there was opposition, but it wasn't huge. All right. It wasn't huge. And then comes Brett Kavanaugh. He's a conservative. He's a constitutionalist. And although he has not written much about pro-life issues, most liberals were convinced that he was pro-life. And because of that, the liberal left was absolutely determined that he not be confirmed to the Supreme Court. We now know that the woman who accused him of something stupid all the way back in high school, who had no evidence, no witnesses, no physical evidence whatsoever, and a very shaky testimony and remembrance of the events, we now know from her attorney that one of the major reasons why she brought these things up, because she is pro-abortion and she was afraid that if Brett Kavanaugh became a Supreme Court justice, he might vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. We now know that. That was at least a part of her motivation. It wasn't just that she felt that she was violated and so forth back in high school. She was afraid of a conservative Supreme Court justice, and she thought that she might be able to bring him down and therefore save abortion for the women of America. Well, he is now a Supreme Court justice. But the smears have not stopped. And you know, of course, that the New York Times on Saturday wrote a horribly one-sided story. I mean, a horrible story. Leaving out the most important fact is that accusations made about Brett Kavanaugh, once again, had no proof, no evidence. The woman that supposedly was involved in this perverse thing that happened, it was either Harvard or Yale, she has no remembrance of it and wouldn't even be interviewed by the New York Times or the writers of the book that the New York Times was talking about. And the New York Times was forced, absolutely forced, to offer a correction. Not a retraction, but offer a correction. Now, why? Well, if, and this is a huge if, it's a huge if these heartbeat bills that have been passed all around the United States make it to the Supreme Court, and if the Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade, The liberal left then will be able to scream, yell, and shout from the highest building. It's an illegitimate ruling because Brett Kavanaugh shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. Therefore, the ruling itself is illegitimate. This is the one reason why this man is being unmercifully smeared. And I mean unmercifully smeared. One word, abortion. The liberal left has become so unbelievably obsessed with the killing of innocent babies that they will not stop at anything. They will not stop at anything to assure that women can kill their unborn babies. It's an evil, vile, perverse thing, but that is the liberal left today. That is the liberal left today. So when you see this campaign, and it's not going to stop, and the bizarre thing is, and I pointed out yesterday, even though the New York Times had to issue a correction which took away any proof or evidence or corroboration for this accusation against Brett Kavanaugh, this time not in high school but in college 30 years ago, almost every Democratic candidate for president screamed, yelled, hollered, and shouted for his impeachment, even though they had no evidence whatsoever. None whatsoever. But as we you and I know and continually say, the liberal left does not care about truth or facts, but hysteria, emotion, and their agenda. And to lie, cheat, misrepresent, slander in order to achieve their agenda is fine. That doesn't matter. So the poor guy, he has been through so much, and I can assure you it's not over. But it's not about his morality. It's about one thing, abortion. All right, folks, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.